What about in Mexico? Like, do you hear your family or farmers, agriculture, talking about these things in Michoacán?
No, not at, I guess, I hear some of it in passing, but not as like, I don't have some of these conversations with, say, my grandparents who I've talked about farming with. We talk about some changes that have happened in the ecosystem in Michoacán, such like that river I was telling you about that runs really close to the town. We talk about how years ago, when my parents and grandparents were young, they used to be able to swim in that river, right? And play, and people would do laundry at the river, right? You can't do that anymore because it's so polluted now. Water is really bad. It's dirty.
You said it runs through Mexico City.
Yeah, that's almost where its origins
Okay.
originates from.
So it's there before it gets to you.
Oh yeah, it runs so many different towns before it gets to us, and I wonder, what all kind of things have polluted that river. So things like that. Some of the other things, there are a lot of wells in Mexico that help water the crops when it hasn't rained. And some of those wells had who that were there for many, many years now, they've now run dry. And so that's another
Why would that be?
why the wells run dry.
Yeah.
Well, there's a sometimes when they dig a well, is there's a limitation to how much water is stored underground, and the consumption rate is faster than how quickly it can, maybe refill through trickling water through the earth.
That'd
So
be population, or that would be agricultural needs.
I think both.